Kathy, how important is the design of a document?
Well, it is important, but it shouldn't take over from the content. I think we've all seen a document where somebody's found the word font palette or colour palette for the first time, and you're so distracted by what it looks like that you can't actually absorb the content. And obviously that's taking it too far.
So what is the best way to lay out a document to make it reader-centred?
Well, you have to make it attractive. You have to make the reader want to read it. One of the main things is to create as much white space as possible. Make it look easy. Give enough space for the reader to annotate what you've written. A nice wide margin down one side is very, very reader-centred. Break it up. Make it easy for your reader to dip in, read a section, and then move on to the next bit that's relevant. And whatever techniques you can use for that, then use them. Shorter paragraphs, subheads, these are all good design features.
And of course, different readers would be attracted by different design features. How can you cater for them all?
Well, obviously you can't. But keep it simple. The basic rule is keep it simple. If your design is too wacky, is too loud, is too different, then, as I said, it's going to distract the reader and you're not going to get your points across.
And it might not even get read.
Well, that's the worst thing. You have to make sure that what you have to say is actually heard.
So what is the right way to use the graphics then to draw the reader in?
Well, I think the key word there is use. They have to do some work. The best thing to do is to put a caption in. So if you have an image, if you have a photograph, that's what people will look at first. Mugshots are what we're all interested in. So if you have any images in there, make sure you put in a meaningful caption, something that will draw your reader into the document. If it's the first thing your reader looks at, then make sure it's doing some work. And likewise for your tables and your graphs and your charts, make sure that the captions are meaningful and informative.
And what difference does good design make to a document's impact, do you think?
Well, a huge, huge difference. As you said, it could be the difference between reading the document and not reading it. You must make sure that the design supports content rather than takes over.
So what are your top three takeaway tips for designing a business report?
Clear heading hierarchy. So make sure that you're quite certain and that your reader is quite certain where your main headings are, where your subheadings are, where to find each section of the document. White space, as I said, more paragraphs, more subheads, make it look clean. Don't make it look cluttered. And make sure that your graphics actually do some work in the document. Use your captions to draw those visual readers into the content of what you have to say.